to this between master and disciples, will power over temptation, will be presented in Malay and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Alaxis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech Slovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. Malaysia memang sebuah negara indah yang dikurniai dengan bukit dan gunung yang ditumbuhi hutan, banyak pantai yang terdapat pokok palma, air laut yang kehijau-hijauan dan cahaya matahari yang keemasan, serta lagun air tawar. Budaya majmuk, keajaiban alam semula jadi, bandaraya moden dan banyak pulau yang indah permai, ialah ciri negara yang cantik ini. Penduduk Malaysia kebanyakannya terdiri daripada orang Melayu, diikuti oleh orang Cina dan India. Kepelbagaian ini banyak mempengaruhi seni bina dan budaya negara ini yang dicerminkan melalui penduduk dan warisannya. Malaysia juga terdapat banyak tokoh yang mulia. Pada November 2006, Datuk Muhammad bin Ismail dianugerahi hadiah keamanan Gusi untuk hal ehwal keagamaan dan kemanusiaan, dan Perdana Menteri keempat, Tun Dr. Mahathir bin Mohamad, ialah calon hadiah keamanan Nobel 2007. Disebabkan oleh kegairahan pencari spiritual, Mahaguru Ching Hai telah menerima undangan ikhlas mereka dan berkunjung ke Malaysia beberapa kali. Sekarang kami menjemput anda untuk mengikuti perbincangan Mahaguru Ching Hai yang bertajuk Keazaman Mengatasi Godaan pada 11 Jun dan 12 Jun 1994 di Penang, Malaysia.
There is a very good restaurant in Thailand. I told you yesterday already, Vegetarian Cottage. They cook every kind of good international dishes. And when you eat them, you feel like you're in French or in Italy or something like that. Very nice. And the cooks are the people in Thailand. But they make vegetarian dishes, just like, you know, the most famous dishes in different countries. Just because of practice. And there was a chef, yeah, in this restaurant. And one day I happened to come when the chef is not there. And the sous chef and the two assistants, they cook just as good. And they're both Thai people. So there's no such thing as we cannot do anything, you know? We have to learn. We have to learn with the heart and with the desire to improve our talent. Then we can do it. If we don't have the inborn talent, then we must learn. You know? They say genius is the continuous practice. Oh, we say practice makes the master, no? So why not? If you think in your life you lack something, or in your way of doing, you need improvement, then improve it. Find some way to improve it. Make your life more interesting, yeah? More lively, more colorful. I do not just sit there and pray for the inner master all the time. Yeah? The inner master tell you to put some more salt and then you put sugar. What can he do? And besides, most of us are too scattered inside, cannot listen to the master. Even the outer master speak to you, you cannot listen. How would you even listen to the inner master? It's very difficult. Every time I speak something to you or some people around me, I have to say it three times. So, I'm the most patient person in this world, I guess, I think. Until I meet another better one. Sometimes I don't like to talk too much. And when I say something, I don't want to repeat it again. Huh? So most of the time, even spontaneous lecture, huh? I never plan it. But you seldom hear any lecture that repeats it again, right? Never, I forget it right away. I never remember. I never repeat. Even outside master talk, you cannot listen. You cannot understand how much, you know, because you're too busy. You're busy thinking your way, busy doing your things. So when I say something, you cannot catch it, you know? And then you say, I talk too quickly. It's just because you don't pay attention. That's all, right? If you pay attention, even people speak very quickly, you understand, right? If you really talk to each other, you understand, right? When you were in love with each other, right? Whatever he say, you know everything. You listen to every word. You can repeat it. But when somebody else says, oh, what do you say? You know, on telephone, you know, somebody keep talking, no end, you know, good on and on and on and on. I say, yeah, you're right. Oh, yeah. And then the person say, but what do you think about it? What was it? What should I think about it? Can you repeat again, please? Is that also, you know? Because we are not interested, or we are too busy doing other things, or thinking about other things. The only way to understand things better is to concentrate. To listen to someone is to concentrate. Many of us don't have good enough concentration. That's why we waste a lot of time talking all the time, talking without speaking, hearing without listening, seeing without watching. That's just the problem with us. Therefore, we waste a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of power, for nothing, and then doing things over and over again because we're not concentrating. It is true. Just like when people, they're in love, you know, they do things absentmindedly. In France, people say, if somebody cooked too salty, you know, they say, oh, she's in love, or he's in love. Because it's so absentmindedly, you know, people, thinking of the name of the person, you know, William Smith II Junior, a Baron of Sheffield, for example, like that. I just kept thinking of the name or the face of the lover, and then kept shaking the salt inside. Just like the other day when I went to the restaurant, you know. Yeah. Sister was so excited. And I think, oh, Master is coming, Master coming here, Master is here. I cannot believe it. She's really here. Oh, she's here, you know. And then the result was, you know. She cooked soup like cakes, you know, so like pudding. So sweet. Or maybe she think, Master come, everything must be sweet, you know. It's true. So concentration is important, eh? Even in the midst of society or excitement, we must learn to master concentration. So that's why when you're working, it's good for you. It's good for you to have work, to have job, or to try a variety of things if you want to, if you're interested. Because then we can use the mind and we can learn to react very fast. Huh? You can go out and look around you.
Yeah, the people who work hard, yeah, who struggle to success in this world, mostly they're very sharp. Their reaction very quick, and their judgment very accurate, right? And the people who don't do much, you know, or who are born in a rich family, something like that, or just do one kind of job because of family inheritance. Just sit there, you know, in the office and not do much. They're very dull, very, very dull, and very boring to talk to them, and very boring to associate with them. Is that not so? No taste, no flavor, just very dull. Or maybe just sweet.
Or maybe just sour. Or maybe just very tough. Or maybe just very soft. There's no varieties of a strong character, and no determination, and no willpower. No self-decisive spirit. Sometimes I go around the world, right, and then in each center, I try to pick up one or two person, stranger, just to let them have a chance to be around me, also to help me with something. Well, sometimes I let the outside people do it, see how they can, you know. Sometimes I can pick up one or two, and sometimes they come as volunteer, yeah. And I always notice that those who really work, you know, who have had struggle with life, or in job, or in marriage, or in society, they are more strong and they're more quick, you know. They can react to different situations quickly and pick up the decision very fast. And you don't have to talk too much to them, yeah? You can say one or two few sentences and they understand everything, right? Quickly. Or at least they understand more than other people who do not have to struggle in their life, yeah? Mostly they have more common sense. That's it, common sense. Is that right? So now you remember when you were young, you were a student, right? Everything was taken care of by the parents. Right? Mostly the wealthy family, yeah, normally the children don't have too much common sense, right? They cannot help themselves too much. That's what we say, spoiled kids. Huh? Spoiled kids are normally ruined. But those kids who are born in a rather poor family, huh? They sometimes have to fight with each other for food, for fun, yeah? They're sharp, yeah? And when they have to go out, they have to work in the society, in different jobs, they try to earn their study, yeah, or their living, then they are different mentality, yeah? When you work with them, you're more comfortable, really, right? Huh? When you were young, you do not know much. Is that right? And you do everything the clumsy way. You do a little bit and you broke 10 more things, you know, thing like that. But nevertheless, the parents must let you try to experience the world yourself. Since I was young, my parents are always busy, so they don't always take care of me. But I live with servants, you know, we have many servants in the house. And the servants are mostly, when you're in the countryside, you know, the servants are like 18 onward, you know, for a poor family and things like that, yeah? Then they also don't know much. How can you expect a family person to understand much about your doing in the house? So they have to teach them a lot. Even then, I'm not certified. So most of the things, I do it myself. I wash my own clothes, I iron them. Every day I'm spotless in the school. And for even now when I was 8 onward, you know, not yet complete the primary school. On the second grade or primary school, I started to do my housework. Because I don't think they do it good enough. You know, they iron it and then put a triangle over here. Or they make it too hot and it's so shiny like you put on oil and it flatten everything. That the fabric become dead. So hard and so shiny, it burned completely. And it becomes so shiny, I don't like it. So I do everything myself, yeah. And therefore I'm used to it, everything. So nothing is so strange to me. Therefore any situation I can live. Any situation, I'm quick, I survive quickly. So like this time, normally when we go to official meeting with government, something, yeah, some official meeting or lecture. You see, there are a lot of people with me, right? Sometimes 40, at least 12 person surrounding, and another 30 for different work. I normally even not lecturing, but to take them around somewhere, you know, or to have an official meeting, and I take at least 12 person, right? But this time I come to you only 2 disciples. Yeah, and one of the women from Thailand, I saw she was also very quick, so I said, okay, come along. She drove me to the airport. She's the only one who knows in Thailand. After I arrived here, I eat, I sleep already, then people start to know that I'm in Malaysia. Nobody knows. I said, okay, take a small camera if you want. If you don't, you forget it. Throw a few clothes into your bag. I did also the same thing. I take a few pair of clothes. I wrote it, put it in the bag, and put some of my personal used toilet things. And that's it, gone. Each one gone back. I do all the packing myself. So it's no problem. Normally people do all this for me, right? And do the phoning and all that, but sometimes I do it myself, why not? I can do everything. I'm not dependent. Dependency is never good. It's a kind of slavery, you know? The servants are slaves to the rich owners. And the owners, rich owners, are the slaves to the servants. Without servants, they're lost. Yeah? They cannot cook, they cannot wash their clothes, they cannot iron, they cannot pack their belongings, they cannot live their life. Even they go on honeymoon, they need servants. Their bedroom, always servants have to come in and out. They have no privacy anymore. So that is also no good, right? But they do not realize this. They are bound with each other. Yeah? They are as much dependent on each other, you know, like the other party. Both are as dependent on each other. Therefore, I wish that you develop your common sense by doing many things. Whatever comes your way, don't refuse. Learn from the tremendous, rich experiences that life has to offer us. See, we're here for some purposes. Yeah? Most of the angels and the people in the heaven, they cannot be as good as human because they don't have the experience. So sometimes they come down and play around, see, they have the experience, like us. Yeah? If now, suppose we already have the wisdom, right, and we have the common sense, and we have the ability of doing many things, then how good can we be to our family and the society, right? Do not talk about wait till you become a Buddha and you go around preaching and you take people from hell or to heaven, things like that. You know, already when we are in this life, we already are useful and become a Buddha in our family, right? And everyone will look up to us, see, for advice and for protection and for helping them to progress also. You see, that is our duty. That's the duty of the Buddha. Huh? The Buddha in this world. That's why many people go to temple, go to church, pray every day, and then kneeling there, and then prostrating with dirt all over on their face and their body. I have no use. They have not gotten anything. Perhaps if they do it many 10 years, then they get some magical power. That's it. But this is no big deal. It's not liberation. Not liberation.
Kehadiran anda amat dihargai untuk episod antara guru dengan anak murid hari ini.
Sila teruskan bersama Supreme Master Television untuk alam haiwan rakan sehidup kita sejurus selepas berita yang wajar diberi perhatian. Semoga hidup anda diberkati dengan keajaiban syurga.
Your company is appreciated for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples.
Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. May your moments be graced with heavenly wonders.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org. or contact any of our centres near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.